on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. Introducing the Italian hero from Subway. Stacked with capicola, mortadella, and Genoa salami with oil, vinegar, and oregano. Taste the authentic flavor of the Subway Italian hero, limited time only. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller, along with Jerry Newberry. As always, our dedication.
Hey, this show is for you, the men and women serving on active duty in the Guard and Reserves. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
Hey, so the great thing about doing this program is the fact that, you know, even after, we've been doing this show for 10, almost 11 years, and every once in a while you find out about another great organization that we've never talked to in the program. And it's so funny because our great partner, and a great partnership with Home Depot and the Home Depot Foundation, I don't know if they're behind every great effort, but it seems like it. And this is amazing. Jennifer Brewstar is with us. She's the president and CEO of the Tug McGraw Foundation. Yep. Baseball player, a father of Tim McGraw. And this is just fascinating. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm real good this morning. Real good this morning.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on. This is amazing. Tug McGraw, one of my heroes growing up, and certainly a guy that very complex individual, had brain cancer, and you know, I guess that's what motivated him to work toward all of these helping and struggling with brain injuries and diseases. And I read that you were also Tug's caregiver at one point, right?
I was. I had the training. I was a flight attendant.
Wow! Really?
Yeah,
okay. Well, wait a minute. Let's just get how did you meet Tug McGraw?
So my husband was his best friend and played for the Phillies at the time, and so Warren Brewstar and Tug. A lot of people were, like I said, Napa Valley. Tug is from the Napa Valley. Played for the Phillies and the Mets. I always have to remember that because I'm the Phillies cheerleader here.
Right.
But Tug and Warren, it's just like Sonoma, Napa. I have to remember there's the Mets team as well. Tug and Warren played together on the 80 World Series team for a couple years, and Tug and his wife Diane got married out here in our area, and so we always were together throughout seasons and stuff like that. And I was with American Airlines for over 20 years. I was on a layover. I got a call. Warren and Tug were both special coaches at the time down in spring training in 2003 down in Tampa. And they said something's happened to Tug. He showed up at the locker. It was an unscheduled day off. He was talking to the towels. And
oh, wow.
Like you said, Tug's a complex guy. A lot of people have thought that was normal for Tug.
Right. Right.
Well, it wasn't, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't normal for Tug. They took him into the local community hospital, and the doctor told him he had 3 weeks to live. That was
a game changer
for everybody.
Wow.
2 days before that, Bill Giles had just dropped. He was known for dropping the baseball from a helicopter, and Tug caught it. And we just thought, this just can't be 3 weeks. And as you mentioned, Tug's got four children, and Tim and his children were there immediately, and Tim felt this was really unacceptable to only have 3 weeks. And
because they had quite a problematic history for a long time, right?
Yeah, a lot of that gets blown out, but that, you know, Tim was incredible in taking care of Tug, and you know, sadly, Tug, we all learned, you know, did not have any money and was living in a hotel at the time of diagnosis. His children and Tim stepped up to the plate and gave him the best ever, you know, treatments. And he lived an incredible life for another 10 months. And how I got involved.
And this was brain cancer, right, Jennifer?
He was diagnosed with a glioblastoma, which none of us knew what was, and I knew that my uncle had passed very young from that. But at that time, You know, Google, everything was just getting to be.
Right.
And my son has autism, and I knew a lot at that time about the brain, and I also had the most flexible schedule to coordinate with their family. And like I said, Warren was coaching, and I knew it was going to be my opportunity to get in front of the best neuro people, not only for Tug, but for my son,
sure.
Jack.
Yeah.
And so I took that journey, and I didn't know that my journey, I love American Airlines, and my career would eventually take me to my passion of working beyond glioblastoma and military. A lot of people don't realize that Tug was a Marine for 6 years and
absolutely
wanted to be a helicopter pilot. And I think the Mets were very grateful that he failed his test.
Right.
But, yeah. You know, but he was very passionate about the military and, you know, and took that with him when he would go on his trips over and spent a lot of time in Vietnam.
So this
on
is
tours there.
This is amazing. So we're talking to Jennifer Brewster, the president and CEO of the Tug McGraw Foundation. And, yeah, you mentioned his connection with the military. But, you know, in terms of what you're doing, isn't it amazing sometimes when you think about, I mean, you can't imagine, you know, working for American Airlines that you're going to wind up as the CEO of this foundation. And, you know, sometimes, and I've heard many people say it, sometimes your second act is much better than your first, right?
You know what? Exactly. Exactly. And in this case, the third act of improving quality of life for patients with brain cancer, we started getting phone calls from DOD asking what our programs were for caregiver burnout, fatigue, job reentering. We couldn't understand why they were asking us this. And then we learned about the RAND report in 06 that gave the testimony of the invisible wounds that are coming back with PTSD and TBI. And at the time, Jenny, one of my closest friends and who also had brain cancer at the foundation, we went up to D.C. and I said, I think we need to expand because our audience is military, you know,
yeah.
baseball and country
right.
music. And this is an epidemic. And I said, Jenny, yep. if you do not understand how these interact, tell me I'm crazy and I won't step out. She teared up and she says, Jennifer, it's exactly different disease, but we all want the same resources.
Right, right.
And at that moment on, I knew that it was time, and Tug played it. We're, like I said, we're based out of the Veterans Home of Yountville, where 1,000 veterans live. And he played on this very ball field that's here. It's like a little mini Wrigley Field. And I knew this is where I wanted to hang my hat with him and continue on.
And you talk about hanging your hat. I mean, Tug McGraw died in 2004. Is that right?
Yep, in January.
So, I mean, let's just put this in perspective. So since 2004, you have been shepherding this through all this time. And like you say, at the time, you know, very little was known about brain injury. And still, I mean, there's not that much known about brain injury. More is being discovered every day, but brain injuries and diseases. Hey, Jennifer, hang on 1 second. We're talking to Jennifer Brewster. She's the president and CEO of the Tug McGraw Foundation. We'll have more right after this on the National Defense.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings, once again raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
How do you thank the millions of men and women who have fought so bravely for our country over the years? At The Home Depot, we think it takes more than words. We believe the best way to show gratitude is to do gratitude. The Home Depot Foundation is committed to veterans and their families, improving their homes and their lives. Since 2011, we've invested $160 million to veteran causes and impacted over 26,000 veteran homes. By 2020, we'll grow that investment to $250 million. From simple wheelchair ramps to complete home makeovers, transitional housing, community support, we consider it a duty and a privilege to serve senior, wounded, and homeless veterans the best ways we know how. After all they've given us, it's the least we could do. $250 million by 2020. Doing more for veterans. Doing gratitude. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
At MinuteClinic, now you can hold your place in line. So instead of sitting in our waiting area, you could be shopping, working, or snuggled up in your very own bed. Now anywhere can be a MinuteClinic waiting room for everything from coughs and colds to strains and sprains. Just sign up online or in the CVS Pharmacy app. It's the cure for the common wait. See wait times and hold your place only at MinuteClinic. Available for select services only. Restrictions apply. Visit MinuteClinic.com for details.
At PenFed Credit Union, we believe our men and women in uniform deserve to do better with their money. So we offer great mortgage rates for service members and veterans. Buy or refinance your home with PenFed and get the great mortgage rate you deserve. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. PenFed is federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Hey, Frankie, what you got there?
It's an Italian hero from Subway.
A lot of meat on that sandwich.
Well, yeah, Mrs. G, it's got mortadella, spicy capicola.
Capicola? Nice.
Genoa salami, oil and vinegar.
Is that Mediterranean oregano I smell?
Yeah, Mr. Antonelli.
What did I tell you? That thing is loaded.
That's a nice sandwich. You did good, Frankie. Real good.
Thanks, Sal. Thanks. Everybody,
Subway has the authentic taste everyone loves. Introducing the Italian Hero. It's our better Italian flavor for a better Subway. Limited time only.
United Airlines Foundation is built with a strong connection to the military. We take great pride in employing military veterans in virtually every facet of our company. From pilots to technical operations and across our entire airline, veterans are core to United's DNA. We are committed to our community and providing support to organizations for veterans and military personnel. We also fly tens of thousands of U.S. servicemen and women on military charter flights to locations around the globe. Learn about career opportunities at united.com. United, fly the friendly skies.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, from Custer's ranks to Patton's tanks, we sail the seven seas and patrol the wild blue yonder. Our troops are the first line of defense for our nation. ADT Security is grateful for your service. ADT is the first line of defense for the things that matter most to you. ADT Security has been in business over 140 years, and we know being safe isn't simple. That's why we have 365 24/7 monitoring to protect your peace of mind. Call 1-800-ADT ASAP.
SelectQuote knows that you can complete any mission, but when it comes to getting term life insurance to protect your family's future, you feel like a raw recruit. There's VGLI, but that typically costs 10 times more than other options. So go to SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Visit SelectQuote.com/protect or call 855-493-8335 to complete your mission. Available only to active duty or retired military residing in the United States.
As we begin a new year, Sam's Club would like to thank all active and former military personnel and their families. Your service is truly appreciated. To show our gratitude for all you've done in 2016, here's an exclusive offer just for you. Join or renew your Sam's Club membership and receive a gift card for up to $25. Hurry in now to shop the club and restock your household after the holidays. Make this your best year ever. Come to Sam's Club and get this special offer for military families and personnel. See club for details.
This is the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline, by CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common wait, and by SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Jennifer Brewster is our guest, the president and CEO of the Tug McGraw Foundation. And the caregiver part of this, Jennifer, kind of talk about that a little bit, because you not only had firsthand knowledge, but, you know, we have these families on the show all the time, and a lot is said always about the veteran, about their sacrifice, which is fantastic. But then you think about the time and the effort by the caregiver, and not enough is said about that part.
No, and they're a critical component of the individual's health. If they're, I always say you're 90% of the good medicine, and it's a balancing act. And, you know, with Tug, we didn't know there was going to be a finding. I mean, first of all, it's a glossary of learning new things. You got to also be careful what you Google for and wish for, right?
Right.
So, you know, you become a financial manager, you become the Google expert, and then you do yourself no good unless you feel guilty if you're taking care of yourself. But, you know, that was the one thing after Tug passed is, you know, so many people wanted to know how you stay healthy as a caregiver. And, you know, it's knowing, you know, how to, you know, give balance to yourself so that you can, you know, be the best that you can for yourself, but also for your family and friends and support team of the individual that you're caring for, and not be afraid to ask for help.
Well, and to take care of yourself, right? Because that's an important aspect.
Much so. That's
because you can't take care of anybody else unless you're okay.
Yeah, because you're now starting to see caregivers getting kind of, you get that secondary post-traumatic stress, you get that secondary, you're vulnerable to a lot of things, and you got to remember how to breathe. And that's what was with Tug, and I always tell families, is you got to take that 5 minutes and just get out there and breathe and reset and, use your friends and families to, you know, have a little bit of respite.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Get back in there.
The other thing that that I do know about caregivers, and just because we've talked to so many of them on the program, is the fact that once you designate yourself as a caregiver, you got the job, right?
Yep. I learned that.
Yeah, right? And I mean, you know, nobody's going to, you know, Jennifer's taking care of that. But it is important to ask the family, you know, the other family member, you got to step in, you got to give me a break, you got to, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and humor. Humor, Tug had the most incredible humor, and that's the one thing that I see with so many families that we work with, you know, is, you know, to always kind of find that time to enjoy and laugh. And, you know, those moments you have to cry, I always say that's why God gave you tear ducts, but it is. Like you said, when you sign up for it, you're signed up for it. And I told the Phillies, I took care of one Philly, I'm done.
You've done your duty to the Phillies.
Yeah.
Well, how do you guys work with veterans through the foundation then?
So we are now, we're based out of the home here, but we have hands-on programs here at the Veterans Home, in which we have, we really believe in non-invasive programs that get out there and get you into green exercise, because I do believe if you can get out there and move, you can improve your cognitive. So we always go back to the brain. And always, as you mentioned, you know, bringing support to individuals. So a lot of intergenerational between caregivers and the veterans. So we have this crazy team called the Mixed Nuts. It's a team of veterans here at the home that range from 62 to 94 years old.
Wow.
There's one rule. They always win, and we have a blind umpire.
Hey, Jennifer, hang on one second. We're talking to Jennifer Brewster. She's the president and CEO of the Tug McGraw Foundation. We'll have more right after this on the National Defense.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.
You love your country. You love your family. You're committed to protecting them both. SelectQuote can help you provide your family with the financial protection they need with affordable term life insurance. Your SGLI coverage often isn't enough and is terminated when you leave active duty. So go to selectquote.com/protect or call 855-493-8335 today. Available only to active duty or retired military residing in the United States.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, from Custer's ranks to Patton's tanks, we sail the seven seas and patrol the wild blue yonder. Our troops are the first line of defense for our nation. ADT Security is grateful for your service. ADT is the first line of defense for the things that matter most to you. ADT Security has been in business over 140 years, and we know being safe isn't simple. That's why we have 365 24/7 monitoring to protect your peace of mind. Call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Jennifer Brewster is our guest, the president and CEO of the Tug McGraw Foundation. Wait a minute. You have a blind umpire?
We have a blind umpire.
I thought all umpires were blind.
I would tell you that's true. So we run these programs in conjunction with the home staff here, and then we have our brain food garden here that's on spot that as we talk further with the Home Depot. So we have a transitional program with veterans that come. They live here on property, and so part of their probation is to work in our garden and grow for a purpose. And we also have the what we call the eggplant, the chickens. And everything that's harvested and the eggs that are collected, they in turn give those to a homeless shelter here in the area.
Oh, that's cool.
So we grow with purpose.
That's cool.
So a lot of hands-on programs on the property. And then the other component to us is that we've got Team McGraw, which we run the New York Marathon. We do awareness in that fashion. We've got the Frisco, Texas Half Marathon 5K coming up. And then the third part that I'm real proud of is we do proof of theory. We can't dabble in the big research, but you ask, we need more treatments and accelerations for identifying TBI as well as PTSD. So we are working with projects such as CIRSCAN to give individuals and their healthcare teams a better chance at looking at the brain. And then the other part that we do is we have a photography program. We often use the camera as a mask to help tell stories, and we offer this all to caregivers too, because the more that you guys can do together,
right,
the better outcomes you have in those areas.
I love so. The you talked about the brain food garden, which I love, mm-hmm, because I think an important aspect of any kind of healing situation is to get your mind off it. And and to have a job and to have a responsibility to be productive and have something kind of manifest itself in your hands. And that's such a key. And that's, I think that's brilliant to have something like that at the foundation. Now, how did you guys get hooked up with the Home Depot Foundation? Did you go to them?
That Team Orange is a big team. And I knew them on a national level. They are so amazing. You see them when we have hurricanes, you see them when we have earthquakes. But I never realized how much they were in the community. I mean, it's so.
Oh, I know.
It's amazing. And so about 6 years ago, when we got the garden, I applied for a grant.
Yeah.
And if not for them, their impact just on our little brain food garden, has helped deliver thousands of eggs and countless, herbs and tomatoes. And what at the upkeep as far as everything that they have to help us maintain our garden and teach skills. I mean, we built the chicken coop with the Home Depot grant. So
you guys grow
they
marijuana?
Are very impactful to us. Cannabis is, really big right now in the studies right
well,
now.
Well, I mean, the reason I asked that, yeah.
But we've had a lot of veterans ask us.
Sure. I mean, the treatment of PTSD, I got to believe that, you grow some cannabis, you help your folks, and then you make some money.
Well, you got to believe, that's Tug's slogan right there. You just named the cannabis garden right there.
I love it. And you are in Napa, so, it's legal.
Yes, it is legal, and you could probably put that, flavor of grape on it or something.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. Well, now,
but, yeah,
so it's funny, the Home Depot Foundation, and we're talking to Jennifer Brewster. She's the president and CEO of the Tug McGraw Foundation. doing great work with brain injury and TBI. But it's amazing. Every time we talk to somebody that is supported by the Home Depot Foundation, I mean to a person, and you're certainly among those that are so passionate about what you're doing, so first class in your presentation and the way that you go about things. And because Home Depot Foundation, they don't go with just anybody. But
no, and they're coming here in a major force.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I don't know if you, so. It was with this fabulous. You know, together is better. You can do so much more together, right, than alone. And we have this incredible man in Napa. His name's Jim Tomlinson, and he took a phone call from Home Depot and corporate. And, you know, he's looking for a veterans project. And he kept telling them, we have this home here. It's on 500 acres. There's 1,000 veterans that live here. And Gabe would not believe it. The Home Depot is just like, there's just no way.
Right.
No way, right.
Right. Right.
I mean, we could build the Home Depot hotel on this and make it a trade school. It's so big.
Gosh.
And they could work forever here. But they came out here, and I think they all fell over and got super excited. And so in May, I don't want to steal their thunder, but they are going to, in one day, change the lives for 1,000 veterans here.
Wow.
By creating green spaces out here and helping to improve some of the incredible sites that are here on this property. There's over 4,000 men and women that are buried here in an Arlington-style cemetery. They're going to be working in the cemetery. They're going to be mirroring and doubling our garden space, which is so exciting for us. And then they're also going to be creating a Serenity Garden behind Holderman, which is a skilled nursing home where we have over 200 veterans in there that have to be rolled out onto a slab of cement. So they are going to change the look and feel of that. And we are so that right there.
And they're going to do that in one day. That's one day.
This is insane what they do. There's going to be over 300 of them that just show up in buses here. And they go to their various stations, and within 8 hours, bam. And, I mean, we had the presentation last week. I mean, the staff is so excited here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is good. 20 minutes a day of sunshine, I mean, it helps your bones, helps everything. And it's going to be really so incredible for this population in this community, and really kind of leave a legacy for the warriors to come.
Yes,
you know?
It's really, really interesting. 500 acres there, and it's going to be, you know, now that you guys are looking at that and looking at different things to do there, that's a lot of area to provide some resources. And so, we're working with a group here in Kansas City that is thinking about doing that same thing. So, I may get some other suggestions from you guys.
And we absolutely, and you know, we love to share the game plan. And you didn't get it in Kansas City in 1980 because we beat you. But
yeah.
We love to share.
Well, now I think about a couple of years ago, 2015, and the Kansas City Royals were. I don't know, World Series champs or something.
And we were very happy for that. Yeah, we were really happy for that. But, we love to share. No, we would love to share our plans, anything that, that is getting out. If you can duplicate and use someone else's resources and plans.
Absolutely.
To do, what is working somewhere. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's where you go from being impactful to significant.
Yep.
Because not everybody can do everything, But
yeah.
Happy to share resources and
well, it's nice to have a model. It's nice to know, the go-to folks. We're talking to Jennifer Brewster, president and CEO of the Tug McGraw Foundation. Jennifer, what's the latest thing that you can tell us that has been unearthed or discovered about brain injuries?
Oh, that's a very good question. As far as traumatic brain injury?
Yeah, stuff all the time, but I just wondered what the latest kind of thing is.
Well, it depends on which, if you're talking technology, well, in brain cancer, especially in glioblastoma, I will say that, when my uncle was diagnosed in 1970, the early 70s, you only had one standard of treatment. And that, when Tug was diagnosed, it was the same treatment, which was so unbelievable to me 30 years later. And, you know, the advancements in pharma that are helping to improve quality of life, we need to get to a cure, but there's been so many incredible things with, you know, clinical trials are so important to be able to get us from point A to, you know, to what we always say, to the win in terms of baseball. But I think the advancements of clinical trials, people getting into them, you know, the different pharma treatments. I love the fact that Moonshot is and Biden and his groups are going to be diving into this, right, wanting to cure cancer by 2020 in certain areas. You've seen the, I mean, how fast we've gone with children with leukemia, even like with AIDS. And I think to be able to get some of these brain cancers to what we would call a manageable disease, I think would be huge. Now, on the TBI side and PTSD side, there's been advancements. I think, you know, as far as my perception with, I think we have so many silos and so many programs out there, right?
Right.
I mean, it seems
and
like
so many
every
therapies, too.
New.
Yeah.
And so many therapies. But I think, you know, we had an aha moment a couple weeks ago. We were down at SOCOM Care Coalition's health conference. And one thing that became very clear that, you know, unless the individual service member or veteran has that order to go to a program,
right,
by either the VA or the DOD, is it will never be in their medical record, right?
Right.
So I sit there and I look at this and I go, how are we not doing this better? And it's because we can't see trends, right? And we, it's such a bit, there's so much noise out there for,
right,
a lot of the veterans. And
yeah,
I blame a lot, you know, we as NGOs need to step up to the plate too and really start coordinating efforts. But I'm excited about the technology that's coming for TBI. I think if we can cure sleep disorder, we will cure so many of the behavioral problems.
Wow.
Right? And I think that
Is that because sleep is so important?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sleep is incredibly important,
mm-hmm,
especially a lot of behavioral issues. But, you know, now BrainScope, you know, has come out with a detection, the first FDA-approved. It's kind of like a bathing suit cap where, you know, they can detect concussion right there, you know, if it's, you know,
yeah,
get your butt into the hospital or if it's mild or there's none. And so there's a lot of opportunity. Like I said, Theriscan is coming out with imaging that can really help kind of be your map to give to your health team that says, okay, here's my TBI, you know, or here's, you know, how do I go? And they can be more specific. So in those terms, I think technology is going to play a huge part in really helping us figure out, you know, the PTSD from the TBI. And I think, you know, big conversation piece that's not on the table is moral injury a lot, you know. We're getting better.
And unfortunately, there's still a stigma, you know, and it's not necessarily anybody's fault, but there's still a stigma about realizing the fact that your brain may not be functioning correctly, and especially among veterans, you know, to get to not shrug something off and to,
right,
to find some help and counseling, which I think is getting better. But you're right, Jennifer. I mean, there are so many advancements and so many innovations. It is exciting. It all takes money, obviously. And
yep,
you guys, how can people help at the Tug McGraw Foundation? What do we need to do?
Well, come visit our site if you like what we do. We've got.
I want to come and do a show from your site.
We would love. Oh my gosh!
I'm serious.
You know, these veterans here have their own closed circuit TV station here. Everything's run by their vets. I mean, this is the most amazing.
Wow.
I call it the Land of Oz. I feel like Dorothy. I meet these unusual characters, and PTSD and TBI is the bad witch. And but we would love to have you out here. To visit our site, www.tugmcgraw.org. We've got exciting sporting. If you're into Nashville, and we have a sporting clay tournament that sells out every year. We're about to announce our lineup tonight for the songwriters. There's lots of opportunities. Come volunteer. All of it can be found on our site. But we would love to have you out here. We're going to be doing a luncheon because there's 105 World War II vets that live here on property.
Oh, wow.
So we are going to do a luncheon.
105?
We have 105. We have lots of Centurions here. It's the women.
Wow.
It's the New Yorkers. It's those New Yorkers.
Right, right, exactly.
They're the toughest ones.
Snowbirds.
And we have, there's so much history here, and I'm very blessed every day to do what I do.
Of course you have New Yorkers there. It's the Mets.
I know.
Talking about.
I know. Well, and we got in trouble because the Phillies painted their wall with "You Gotta Believe" down in this stadium, and I had to answer to it. I was like, "Oh my gosh!" You know, Tug. You know, he had a jersey that was half Mets and half Phillies because he never divulged ever who he loved playing for the most.
Really,
and he loved them both. And he retired on Valentine's Day because that was his love with baseball, and he wanted to. That was his sweetheart. So, I appreciate all that you do for our service members, veterans, and their families.
And thanks again.
We get to do what we do because of them. So,
thanks again for the Home Depot Foundation. They've got another winner with the Tug McGraw Foundation. Jennifer, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
When along came a semi with a high end canvas covered load. If you're going to win a muck-a-mack.
United Airlines Foundation is built with a strong connection to the military. We take great pride in employing military veterans in virtually every facet of our company. From pilots to technical operations and across our entire airline, veterans are core to United's DNA. We are committed to our community and providing support to organizations for veterans and military personnel. We also fly tens of thousands of U.S. servicemen and women on military charter flights to locations around the globe. Learn about career opportunities at united.com. United, fly the friendly skies.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, from Custer's ranks to Patton's tanks, we sail the seven seas and patrol the wild blue yonder. Our troops are the first line of defense for our nation. ADT Security is grateful for your service. ADT is the first line of defense for the things that matter most to you. ADT Security has been in business over 140 years, and we know being safe isn't simple. That's why we have 365 24/7 monitoring to protect your peace of mind. Call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hey, Frankie, what you got there?
It's an Italian hero from Subway.
A lot of meat on that sandwich.
Well, yeah, Mrs. G, it's got mortadella, spicy capicola.
Capicola? Nice.
Genoa salami, oil and vinegar.
Is that Mediterranean oregano I smell?
Yeah, Mr. Antonelli.
What did I tell you? That thing is loaded.
That's a nice sandwich. You did good, Frankie. Real good.
Thanks, Al. Thanks. Everybody?
Subway has the authentic taste everyone loves. Introducing the Italian Hero. It's our better Italian flavor for a better Subway. Limited time only.
SelectQuote knows that you can complete any mission. But when it comes to getting term life insurance to protect your family's future, you feel like a raw recruit. There's VGLI, but that typically costs 10 times more than other options. So go to SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Visit SelectQuote.com/protect or call 855-493-8335 to complete your mission. Available only to active duty or retired military residing in the United States.
As we begin a new year, Sam's Club would like to thank all active and former military personnel and their families. Your service is truly appreciated. To show our gratitude for all you've done in 2016, here's an exclusive offer just for you. Join or renew your Sam's Club membership and receive a gift card for up to $25. Hurry in now to shop the club and restock your household after the holidays. Make this your best year ever. Come to Sam's Club and get this special offer for military families and personnel. See club for details.
This is the National Defense.
Okay, welcome into the CVS Minute Clinic Minute. We're here with Army veteran Minute Clinic nurse practitioner Holly Kautz. Holly, tell us about allergies.
Oh, gosh. Well, we're getting into that season. And as I've mentioned to you before, you can see allergies all year round, depending on what people are allergic to. But we are starting to actually see pollen season hit in February in certain states. And so it tends to cause you to have itchy eyes and nose, more tears than normal, postnasal drip, runny nose, scratchy throat, sneezing, sometimes a stuffy nose.
Did air purifiers help at all?
Yeah, I think they can help A little bit, yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, one of the recommendations that we have is to run the air conditioner even when it's mild, because it does some of that purification of the air.
And so what can people, when they go to the Minute Clinic, what can you guys tell them if they have allergies? What do you recommend in terms of medications?
Sure. Well, we usually recommend to start with just some over-the-counter antihistamines like Claritin or Zyrtec. If they have a more severe type of allergy, then sometimes we will add some Flonase, because those two things tend to work very synergistically together, meaning that they work better together than they do alone. And we make some recommendations like not bringing the pollen in with you. So changing your clothes right away when you get home, vacuuming regularly, having a really nice vacuum with a good HEPA-rated air purifier to remove the allergens from the environment. Certainly, you can do things like covering your pillowcases with plastic when you're not sleeping. I know that's kind of drastic, but if your allergies are really bad, it might be worth it. And not having too many stuffed animals around, because those types of things trap those allergens.
Gary, get rid of your stuffed animals.
My real animals.
Get rid of your real animals, yeah. Thank you, Holly. We'll be back here next week with a brand-new Minute Clinic Minute from CVS.
This has been the National Defense, made possible by Ford. Go further. By the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save. By Subway. Introducing the Italian hero from Subway, stacked with capicola, mortadella, and Genoa salami with oil, vinegar, and oregano. Taste the authentic flavor of the Subway Italian hero, limited time only. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. By United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline. By CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common wait. By ADT Security, for over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to $25 gift cards simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
Frankie, what you got there?
It's an Italian hero from Subway.
A lot of meat on that sandwich.
Well, yeah, Mrs. G, it's got mortadella, spicy capicola.
Capicola? Nice.
Genoa salami, oil and vinegar.
Is that Mediterranean oregano I smell?
Yeah, Mr. Antonelli.
What did I tell you? That thing is loaded.
That's a nice sandwich. You did good, Frankie. Real good.
Thanks, Sal. Thanks. Everybody?
Subway has the authentic taste everyone loves. Introducing the Italian hero. It's our better Italian flavor for a better Subway. Limited time only.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings, once again raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.